everyone, and welcome to When Mark English. Today is February 17th, and we're actually on the third day of a three-day article. So if you joined us yesterday or the day before, well, you'll know that we're talking about the Taj Mahal, the most famous symbol of love in the world. Now, during the first day, we learned that although a lot of people know about the Taj Mahal, they don't necessarily know that it was built for love. So then, through the first day and the second day, we talked about where this comes from, what is the story behind the Taj Mahal. And we found out that it's actually the symbol of love between Shah Jahan, one of the most powerful leaders of India, and also his beautiful wife, Mumtaz Mahal. Now then we learned about what happened during their life and how Mumtaz Mahal, she actually died while in childbirth because she insisted on following her husband even if he had to go to war. And then he was heartbroken after she died, and then he decided he wanted to build something in her memory. He wanted to honor his beautiful wife, and he did so by building a gorgeous, a completely magnificent tomb, and that tomb, of course, was the Taj Mahal. Okay, so today we're going to continue on with the story, and so if you haven't opened up your magazines, please do so. Today is February 17th, as we read through the Taj Mahal, the most famous symbol of love in the world. In total, the Taj Mahal took 23 years to complete. By the time the Taj was finished, Shah Jahan had spent so much money that his country had grown poor. He fell from power and was overthrown by his son, who imprisoned him.
But even in prison, Shah Jahan was able to keep his love for Mumtaz in his heart. His son had made sure that his prison window overlooked the Taj Mahal. He spent the rest of his life gazing out at the Taj and remembering his beloved wife.
His last wish was to be buried in the Taj beside Mumtaz, and his son fulfilled this request. They are still there to this day, together forever in a building that celebrates their love.
While there are many great monuments in the world, the Taj Mahal was truly built out of love. Shah Jahan gave up everything to commemorate the beauty of his wife and the strength of their passion. Today, millions of people come to see the Taj Mahal every year and are moved by the feelings that inspired it.
Okay, so that's our article for today as we finish the story of Shah Jahan and him building the Taj Mahal. So let's go to the beginning of the article and start with the first paragraph. In total, the Taj Mahal took 23 years to complete. Now, yesterday we spent a little bit of time talking about how beautiful it was and how the Shah, he had invited all of these artists from around the world to come and work on the Taj Mahal. Well, here we find out that it took a really long time to actually finish building it. Michael, can you think of another building that took 23 years to complete?
I can't, actually. 23 years may seem like a long time, but when you compare it to how beautiful the Taj Mahal is, and compare it to some buildings today, I don't think it's actually that bad. The next sentence, we see that by the time the Taj was finished, Shah Jahan had spent so much money that his country was poor. 23 years traveling all around the country and buying marble and buying elephants to carry the marble and buying all the most precious jewels. It's not surprising that even though he was a very powerful king and lots of money, after 23 years of doing nothing but build this incredible tomb, the country had no money left. So in fact, he was so obsessed, he was so concerned with building this tomb that he didn't care about anything else, and he spent 23 years just on building it.
Well, it must have been incredibly expensive. I mean, think about it. Yesterday we mentioned that he bought so much white marble and jewels that he had to use 1,000 elephants to carry them all. So it kind of makes sense. But at the same time, it's just amazing how much he would have spent on this one building. Because you have to think about it, he was supposed to be the king of the world. He was supposed to be incredibly strong and the leader of an empire. Yet his country grew poor because he was spending all his money on this palace. Well, what happened then? Well, he fell from power and was overthrown by his son, who imprisoned him. So this means that he actually lost his power, he lost his strength, because people didn't think he was a good leader anymore. And his son actually had to overthrow him. Now, if you overthrow a leader, it just means that you push them out of the way and you basically make it so that they cannot lead the country anymore. And you take their position almost by force. Isn't that right, Michael?
That's right. The son's name was Aurangzeb, and he actually turned out to be a very great soldier. He led the armies all over, and he defeated lots of other countries nearby, and he was very strong and very famous at the time. That was the reason why he could overthrow his father, was because the army saw that he was such a good soldier, so they said they would rather follow him than Shah Jahan. But in fact, Aurangzeb was so concerned with the army that he didn't build artistic things like his father did. But today, nobody has heard of Aurangzeb, but everybody knows Shah Jahan because of the Taj Mahal. So even though the people at the time might have thought that he was a bad leader because he spent all his time devoted to his wife and devoted to art, today we can appreciate him much more because of this incredibly beautiful building that he created.
Well, his son overthrew him, but he didn't just do that. The Shah's son actually imprisoned him as well, meaning that he put the Shah into prison. He locked his father up in a small room. It was like his father was in jail because he thought his father was such a bad leader.
But it's important to remember that prison for a king is not like prison for just anybody, because we know that his son was the king and he still had some respect for his father, even if he had overthrown him. So he made sure that his father's room was very nice and very rich, with beautiful furniture, and that he always got the best food to eat. And more important than anything else, he made sure that his prison was in Agra near the Taj Mahal.
So that's why we learn in the next paragraph that even in prison, Shah Jahan was able to keep his love for Mumtaz in his heart. So even though he was no longer the leader of the country and he was imprisoned, well, he could still think about how much he loved his wife. And we learn how he was able to do that in the next sentence.
His son had made sure that his prison window overlooked the Taj Mahal. So he made sure that his father had a very nice place to stay, and he made sure that there was a window that looked out on the Taj Mahal. Because I think his son realized that even though his father had not been a good leader for the army, that he had still done something incredible. He had still built something very beautiful, and his son wanted to make sure that the father could spend the rest of his life looking out on that beautiful thing that he had done. And in fact, if we say that there was a window that overlooked the Taj Mahal, that means that from the window, if you stood there, you could see the Taj Mahal.
Well, this was probably very important for the Shah because he had spent 23 years to complete this magnificent building, and he wanted this building to commemorate his wife. He wanted to honor his wife through this magnificent tomb. So this was actually a very nice thing for his son to have done, to keep his father in a room, but even though he was locked up, he could still see the Taj Mahal. So that's why the Shah, he spent the rest of his life gazing out at the Taj and remembering his beloved wife. So he probably wasn't too upset about having been overthrown and then locked up, because all he could do then in his room, well, he could look at the thing that he loved the most, but also it reminded him of the person who he loved the most as well.
That's right. If we look at the time when the king was in power, it seems like he was much more concerned with building the Taj Mahal than with leading the army or with taking care of the people anyway. So maybe it was better for him that he could just spend the rest of his days just staring at his beautiful building while his son did all the work of being king.
Okay, well, that was the first half of today's article. It's time for us to take a short break while you listen to some Chinese explanations.
Hello, my name is Daphne. 今天我们就要来介绍这个非常雄伟壮观的 the Taj Mahal, 也就是泰姬马哈林了。In total, the Taj Mahal took 23 years to complete, 花了很长时间才完工。By the time 这个表示时间的片语呢，它可以接过去式，也可以接未来式。举一个未来式的例子，比方说，当我把工作做完的时候呢，可能已经到了晚上十点了。By the time I finish my homework, it will be 10 o'clock in the evening. 可是这里呢，我们接的是过去式，也就是在那个时候。By the time the Taj was finished.到了这个马哈林完工的时候呢 Shah Jahan has spent so much money. So 后面接的是一个形容词形容钱花了这么多的钱。那么 that 后面呢接一个表结果的子句因为他花了很多的钱所以呢国家变得非常的穷。因为他让国家变得很贫穷所以 he fell from power. 也就是表示 he was out of power and was overthrown by his son.Be overthrown 就是被推翻被谁推翻呢被他的儿子因为儿子呢当时是一个非常英勇的 soldier 也就是战士所以当时有很多人呢宁愿追随着他的儿子而这个儿子后面 who 所引导的非限定子句补充说明儿子呢 who imprisoned him imprison 当动词来用就是 put someone in prison儿子呢不仅推翻了父亲而且呢把父亲关在监牢里。不过父亲毕竟是父亲所以即使是在监牢里头呢 Shah Jahan was able to keep his love for Mumtaz in his heart. 用什么样的方式呢 ?His son had made sure. Sure 呢后面接的是一个子句说明儿子呢务必要让这件事情能够办得到。这个事情就是 his prison window,overlooked the Taj Mahal 所以从此呢 he 也就是 the Shah spend 后面接时间然后呢后面接动名词就是花时间做下面的这些动作这里的受词呢有两个一个就是 gazing out 另外一个呢就是 remembering he spent the rest of his life 因为他终其一生都在牢里所以呢他后半生的时间呢都在牢里怎么样呢一个呢就是 gazing out at the Taj 也就是凝视着泰姬马哈林另外一个呢就是 remembering his beloved wife 思念他心爱的妻子
It's time for us to take a short break Don't go away, we'll be right back Welcome back, everyone, to Landmark English. It's time to continue on to the second half of today's article. And so remember, in the first half, we learned that the Taj Mahal took 23 years to complete, and basically the country had grown so poor because the Taj Mahal was too expensive to build, so the Shah, he was overthrown and he was put into prison. But for the rest of his life, from his prison window, he could gaze and look at the Taj Mahal.Now, if we look at the third paragraph, we learn that his last wish was to be buried in the Taj beside Mumtaz, and his son fulfilled this request. And so, just before he died, the last thing he wanted, he told his son he wanted to be buried in the Taj beside Mumtaz, beside his wife. Because remember, he built the tomb to honor his wife, but the idea was they could be buried there together, and people would remember their love by just looking at the Taj Mahal. His son fulfilled this request, meaning his son agreed to this. He said, okay, I will bury you next to your wife, no problem.And so, when you fulfill a request, that's just what you do. Somebody asks you to do something, and you follow through with it.
In the next sentence, we find that they are still there to this day, together forever in a building that celebrates their love. So that means that even today, if you go to visit the Taj Mahal, like I did in the summer, you can see the Shah Jahan is buried there, right next to his wife, Mumtaz. So it's nice that this beautiful building that he built, so that they could be together forever,
Exactly. And so when we go and continue on to the fourth paragraph, while there are many great monuments in the world, the Taj Mahal was truly built out of love. Okay, so this is basically telling us that sure, there are these great buildings and structures everywhere in the world. The Taj Mahal is not the only one in the world to be a magnificent structure, but it is the only one that was built out of love. And I think if you look at all the famous buildings around the world, it's kind of true. Like, for example, if you can think of a famous building like the White House, where the President of the United States lives, or the Eiffel Tower. Now, Paris is a very romantic city, but the Eiffel Tower wasn't built out of love.
That's right. It may have been built out of someone's love for their country or their love for iron, but it certainly wasn't built out of a man's love for a woman or out of two people's love for each other. In the next sentence, we see that the Shah Jahan gave up everything to commemorate the beauty of his wife and the strength of their passion. That means that he sacrificed. He was willing to completely to turn his country from a very rich one to a very poor one, to turn himself from a king into a prisoner, just so that he could celebrate, so that he could show the world how much he loved his wife. So no matter what you say about someone who has sort of made their country poor, maybe not been a very good leader, even if you think that it was silly of him that he gave up this chance to be king, he thought it was worth it because all he wanted to do was to commemorate, meaning to show the world, the beauty of his wife and the strength of their passion. And of course, passion is another word for a very strong kind of love. Isn't that right?
That's right. And so that's why today millions of people come to see the Taj Mahal every year and are moved by the feelings that inspired it. So this is partly to explain why so many people go to India, and if anyone ever visits India, well, one of the first things that they want to see, of course, is the Taj Mahal, because it's so magnificent and so beautiful. But also, once they are there and they get to see the building and they learn the story behind the building, well, then they are moved. They are touched by this story, because you really don't hear a lot of stories that show just how much two people loved each other. So, Michael, when you actually saw the Taj Mahal, were you moved by the sight of it?
Oh, of course. There are very few things in the world that you can look at and just feel this beautiful feeling inside you. It's like you can feel yourself, all of the love and all of the passion that went into building it. I remember having a similar feeling when I saw the Great Wall, a similar feeling when I saw Angkor Wat in Cambodia. And there's very few things in the world that can make you feel that beautiful way. And the Taj Mahal is one of them. In fact, as you walk into the Taj Mahal, there's an arch, which means a building with a curved entrance that you have to walk through. And the further you go into the arch, the more of the Taj Mahal you can see. It was designed that way so that as you walk in, it's like lifting a veil, lifting a piece of cloth on an incredibly beautiful woman. Because, of course, in those days, the women wore veils over their faces. So they created the Taj Mahal so that as you walk in, it's like you're seeing an incredibly beautiful woman, which is, of course, the inspiration. The design of it was made after this incredibly beautiful woman, so it makes sense.
Exactly. Well, I hope our listeners enjoyed today's article. It's time for us to take a short break while you listen to some Chinese explanations. His last wish was to be buried in the Taj beside Mumtaz. His last wish 呢，就指的是 Shah Jahan. 他最后的愿望呢，就是这个不定词片语。 因为是被埋，所以呢，这个不定词片语用的是被动语态 to be buried. 再来后半句提到呢， his son fulfilled this request. Fulfill 当动词来用，就是实现父亲的要求呢，儿子呢替他做到了，儿子有答应父亲的要求。 They are still there to this day. To this day 呢是直到今天。 They 呢指的是 Shah Jahan 跟他的妻子 Mumtaz Mahal。 那么后面呢是一个形容词片语，形容的就是 they together forever in a building， 说明他们两个人呢永远的在一起，在什么样的一个 building 里头呢 ？that 后面的子句修饰前面的这个 building that celebrates their love，
第四段一开始的这个 while 呢是一个连接词，它的意思指的是虽然。 While there are many great monuments in the world, monuments 呢指的是有纪念性的一些建筑物，虽然世界上很多。 The Taj Mahal was truly built out of love. 我们在昨天就提到了 The Taj Mahal 呢，它是出于爱而建造而成的。世界上伟大的建筑物很多，比方说法国的 The Eiffel Tower, 埃菲尔铁塔，中国的 The Great Wall, 长城，但是那些建筑物都不像 The Taj Mahal 一样是 built out of love。怎么说呢？ Shah Jahan gave up everything, gave up 呢就是放弃，也就是牺牲，等于 sacrificed, 过去式。sacrificed 的拼法是 sacrificed,S-A-C-R-I-F-I-C-E-D, sacrifice, 也就是他放弃了，他牺牲了他的王位，他的财富。那么后面的不定词表示目的，来做什么呢？ To commemorate, commemorate 呢，当动词来用，意思是纪念。那么纪念呢，它的受词是后面的两个，一个就是 the beauty of his wife, 另外呢就是 the strength of their passion, 一切都是为了他心爱的妻子。Today, millions of people come to see the Taj Mahal every year. 我们知道呢，现在每年造访的 Taj Mahal 的人非常的多，而这些人呢 ,they are moved by the feelings, 用被动语态表示呢，他们被感动。They are moved by, 被什么样的东西感动呢？被这种感情。感情的后面呢，又有一个 that 的子句 ,that inspire it.It 呢就指的是 the Taj Mahal, 也就是他们会受到当时激发出 Shah Jahan 要盖 the Taj Mahal 的这种感情的感动。形容人呢受到感动要用被动语态，比方说我很感动 ,I'm moved, 但是呢一件事情或者是一个故事是感动人心的，那个时候呢要用现代分词 moving,M-O-V-I-N-G, 我们可以说 The Taj Mahal 这个故事呢 ,It's a moving story, 这个时候呢就要用现代分词。
Now it's time for us to take another short break, don't go away, we'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone, to Landmark English. Well, it's time to read through today's article one more time. In total, the Taj Mahal took 23 years to complete. By the time the Taj was finished, Shah Jahan had spent so much money that his country had grown poor. He fell from power,and was overthrown by his son, who imprisoned him.
But even in prison, Shah Jahan was able to keep his love for Mumtaz in his heart. His son had made sure that his prison window overlooked the Taj Mahal. He spent the rest of his life gazing out at the Taj and remembering his beloved wife.
His last wish was to be buried in the Taj beside Mumtaz.And his son fulfilled this request. They are still there to this day, together forever in a building that celebrates their love.
While there are many great monuments in the world, the Taj Mahal was truly built out of love. Shah Jahan gave up everything to commemorate the beauty of his wife and the strength of their passion. Today, millions of people come to see the Taj Mahal every year and are moved by the feelings that inspired it.
Okay, now it's time to go through today's vocabulary. Overthrow. The country's government was overthrown by a powerful army general.
Imprison. Damien was imprisoned for stealing a car.
Overlook. Trina lived in a house that overlooked the ocean.
Fulfill. Kent fulfilled his promise to return the money he had borrowed on time.
Monument.A monument was built in New York to remember those who died on September 11th.
Commemorate. Every year we commemorate the soldiers who died in World War II.
Okay, so that was our vocabulary for today. Now, over the last 3 days, we've learned a lot about the Taj Mahal. We've talked a little bit of what it looks like, but more importantly, the story behind it, how it was actually built, where the idea came from. Now, Michael's been telling us over the past 3 days, well, because he's actually seen the Taj Mahal, he's visited it. But if I were to ask you, Michael, how would you describe the Taj Mahal to someone who has never seen it? Well, what would you say?
Well, it's a difficult question to ask because the Taj Mahal is so beautiful that it almost, you can say that it defies description, which means it's too beautiful to talk about. And in fact, if I did describe it, I couldn't possibly give you a proper sense of how beautiful it is and how special it makes you feel to walk through the gate and to see it. But if I had to describe it to someone who had never seen it, I would say that it's like a dome made out of the most beautiful white marble you had ever seen. It's so beautiful and so clear that it reflects the sun and everything around you seems lit up. It seems like it's glowing in the light. And then as you get closer, you can see the beautiful inlays and the beautiful jewels that are all over the Taj Mahal. It's not like anything else you could possibly imagine. It's the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen, and I'm very glad that I got to go see it.
Well, you've talked about all of the jewels that are on the Taj Mahal. Well, how do they protect them? I mean, wouldn't it be easy for someone to go up and just, like, take one out?
Actually, there's lots and lots of police around the Taj Mahal. Because India is a country that has a lot of violence between different groups of people, so there's lots of police everywhere around the Taj Mahal. They make sure that you can't touch any of the inlays. They even make sure that you can't take photographs inside the Taj Mahal. And if you can imagine the number of police that you would need to stop these thousands of tourists from taking any photos, you can imagine how many police there are there.
Well, it's a good thing the Taj Mahal is so well protected. Well, I hope all of you enjoyed today's article and you learned a lot about the Taj Mahal over the last 3 days. I hope you enjoyed it, so please join us again next time on Landmark English. Until then, my name is Lily.
And I'm Michael.
See you next time.